Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Art Rooney, too, talked it, too. We were not allowed to tell you that that was coming. That's why I put out that post on Twitter last night and hope that people were able to read between the lines and figure out what was happening today. Some people thought that, like, something gigantic was going to happen, like a coach getting fired or Art stepping down. No, it was just him putting out his overall message on the state of the organization, including what you heard there on Mike Tomlin. The last part of that answer gives me a little pause and makes me think what I'm about to say is not the most accurate analysis or breakdown of that Tomlin defense. But I'm hoping that reading deeply into the words he chose is what a lawyer by trade intended with those comments. He said good, he didn't say great. And if we actually went back and looked at some of the things that Art said about Mike Tomlin in years past, my guess would be that there was more effusive language and there was more praiseworthy adjectives that he used to describe Tomlin as his coach. Like saying at the end there, when you have a good coach, you don't fire a good coach. But the definition of good is basically you've got a guy, and we've had callers say this, and I agree. You've got a guy that you grade a B and not an A. You've got someone that's doing a good enough job. Yeah, he's winning more games than he loses. He's getting you to the playoffs, but he's not winning big games, and he gets by enough where Art can't pull the trigger and fire him or get rid of him. What should have been asked, I'm sorry, to Jeff and other people there today, a million things got asked, including I see a question here about friggin' facility upgrades, as if I give a rat's ass about the way that these guys practice or train for games.
Who asked that question?
I don't know. Maybe it meant Acrisure Stadium. If it did, well, then that's more pertinent, and I apologize to the person who asked that question if it was about where they're going to play their games, in which case I do think that that's relevant and legitimate. Somebody sack up and ask about the Bears trade. Right?
You would think.
Hey, Art.
Were you the one who vetoed it? Did it even get past the receptionist?
Legitimately, the biggest insider in the game said that the Bears called about Mike. Did they? And why didn't you even want to entertain that? And just give me I want to hear the way you talk about Mike glowingly when that scenario gets presented to you. I just want to hear how he would handle that question and answer it. But it didn't get asked today. I thought it was an endorsement of Mike, Chris, but I thought it was actually a lukewarm endorsement of him as far as Art's comments for his coach have gone over the years.
Do you believe that this is Mike's final contract now, the one that effectively starting this year and running through 27?
Great question.
If he does not win a playoff game and show progress, I think this actually would be.
So do I.
I think Art would say next year comes and goes without a playoff win, and I think we can all agree that the likelier scenario than not is that it does come and go without a playoff win. I do think the next year plus or 2 years, Mike is coaching for his Steelers job.
Unless they get some kind of quarterback breakthrough.
I don't know. I think a quarterback breakthrough comes with it. Like, what comes with it is probably at least one playoff win.
But you know what else, though, as we have this discussion, and it's in real time here, nothing's rehearsed, this all happened in the last couple hours. Even that being said, if Mike had back-to-back 9-8 seasons, and one of them they missed the playoff first round, does Art have the stones to fire a coach who still doesn't have a losing season? And my answer is probably no.
What about lame duck year? Finally have to sit there and prove it for a year.
I still think it's like Cowher in 98, 99, and 2000, where he's like, all right,
But that was Bill's. Bill hadn't even been on the job for a decade, man. This guy would have been going on a decade of no playoff wins. That's grim. You know what? I'm even going to draw my line in the sand. Say if it's 2 9-8 seasons, one of which no playoff appearance, the other one a wild card defeat again, that final year, 2027, I think Mike would go into it without a new contract and with the closest explicit saying from Art, you know, going, we're probably going to look elsewhere. Like, essentially, Mike's coaching for his job.
This is he would not comment on other teams. Art. He would not make anything. He would not make that misstep and criticize another team in order to prop up his own team. His brother might. Jim might. And by the way, we got a 6-second response to those Jim Rooney comments.
You know, Jim speaks for himself, and I'm happy that he's doing good selling his book.
Yeah, I think he's sitting back at the kids' table for Thanksgiving dinner, Jim. Next November.
I can't get over
gotta
the second
be honest
part
with you.
Of it.
Hope he's doing a good job selling that book. Here's what I was going to say. I bet he looks at the way the Eagles have gone about firing head coaches after winning Super Bowls as like a complete, like,
anathema
antithetical
to him, yeah.
Way of doing it. Even though it's been more successful, I bet he would say, you know, this kind of knee-jerk, reactionary way the Eagles do things. You know, the chickens will come home to roost.
Like, it's almost uncouth that they do it. Except they fired Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl, and they're back playing for their second Super Bowl since firing Doug Peterson.
Like, I bet he would look at the way Jerry Jones treated Mike McCarthy and say, like, that's not cool. That's not appropriate. That's not right to, you know, show a guy the door and replace him with an assistant coach when he's pretty much won. He had three straight 12-win seasons there, and you one bad year, your quarterback gets hurt, and you say, sayonara. That's not how things should be done in the NFL. That's not how we do business. I bet he feels that way. Because by that logic, you don't win this many games if you're not a good coach, currently a good coach. I bet, you know, I know Art feels probably strongly about Spygate, but I bet he thinks that Bill Belichick should still be coaching the Patriots. You know, when you have a coach that keeps winning, you don't.
That's pretty grim.
When you're outperforming the mean, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, if you will. He did say that it's fair to wonder or question if Mike's message is still getting through because they lost 5 games in a row. But then, based on what he called conversations with current players, he feels like it is. They all rallied around Mike, apparently.
So what? Like, your players telling you that his message is getting through should be so far down, like, the list of what matters compared to wins and losses.
Yeah, what,
like,
is this? The scene in Rooney where the guys go into Devine's office and say, here's the jerseys, we're not going to play unless you put, like, this schlub in the game. We're going to walk out on you if you get rid of Mike.
You've got Kirk Herbstreit literally questioning their effort in a playoff game. I'm sorry. The message is absolutely, it's up for question whether the message is getting through.
Here is a clip from this Q&A that is labeled a message from Art to Mike Tomlin.
Disappointment. You know, we got to really figure out how we, you know, how we get better and what we need to do to get better. I think he understands it. Look, Mike knows, you know, what the goal is here and what we're shooting for. So, he's as disappointed as I am in the way it finished.
What is that goal now? Because it's been 8 years without a playoff win. If you say the goal is to win a Super Bowl, then the guy has failed in epic fashion 8 straight years.
I think that's the nebulous thing. I mean, they stated last offseason we're impatient, Mike's impatient, it's time to start winning playoff games and making a run. Does that automatically translate to the goal is to win a Super Bowl? It kind of doesn't sound like it does.
How about Art just didn't even, he said the hell with that. I'm not even going to come out this year and go back to my
I think he was well prepared by like the PR staff, by like a Bert Lauten, somebody, you know, who is going to prep him for what he might be facing. And also, I think, tell him, hey, the tenor is so negative right now. Certain things that maybe we've said in previous off seasons are going to go over like a lead balloon.
But if you disagreed with the outside narrative, you honestly felt like what you guys were doing, process good, players good, getting bad luck, not being your year, etc., then I would want to come out. You're a lawyer. Your whole schooling and your whole education is being able to articulate points eloquently and properly. Why not say that then? You guys are acting like Chicken Little out here. The sky is falling. Here's why it's not. I thought Dave and Dalmont made a very good point. He tried in the opening statement, after expressing disappointment, well, let me pluck out a couple things to give fans optimism. And the best he could do was hope the offensive line gets better, and I still believe in our linebackers. Those aren't two great things to hang your head on, Chris. Especially when your positive comment about the offensive line is one where you're saying, I've got my fingers crossed on it working, but he couldn't even bring himself to say that he like believes that the offensive line is ready to, you know, look like the Eagles line or the Lions line or one of the best.
I mean,
the
duality
NFL.
Of all this, though, is he's maybe striking that tone that there are some things that genuinely concern him, and yet
not doing anything about it.
Well, and not doing anything, like the best you could come up with there is he called Mike a good coach, not a great coach. We're still splitting hairs. The guy who is still the most responsible for all the things Art is talking about, the guy who has his hands at the controls of all of this, the owner's still happy with. So how unhappy is he about all this other stuff we're kind of down in the dumps if he still backs the guy who is most responsible for all of it?
He's happy enough. He's happy enough where he's not going to force Mike to do things differently.
Well, then that's the money part of this then. If he's not going to force any changes, then what's the point of like even reading that much into it all?
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.